唔知道大家有冇试过喺熟睡当中冇准备底下俾人叫醒嘅情况呢？
Not sure whether or not you have that experience that while you are still sound asleep and all of a sudden without any kind of forewarning you were woken up and asked you to wake up right away。
你个感觉会点呢？
How would you feel？
仲要叫咗你起身，可能系去做一啲你完全冇计划过要做嘅一啲嘅事情。
In addition, that command was actually to ask you to do something that you were not prepared for at all。
梗系发晒脾气啊！
You likely will be mad at it.
又或者扭晒计啦。
Or maybe even how to translate that? 扭晒计。I don't know.
扭计。
So bear with me. So just get angry and mad.
Clumsy. 今年喺五月二号晚嘅时间咧，我喺当时系大温教牧大温培灵会嘅第一晚。
May the second of this year, which was early, actually the first night.Of the 2014 Bible Conference.
当晚我喺呢个大会当中有侍奉。
On that night, actually, I was scheduled to be one of the minister.
翻到屋企好夜啦。
And I was home quite late.
第二日咧，大家记得系Dan 同Joyce 嘅婚礼。
And if you remember, actually, the next day, which was May the 3rd, was actually the wedding for Dan and Joyce.
咁我谂紧，我要瞓多啲觉，有个靓仔样，听日去参加婚礼。
And I thought, okay, I better go to sleep early, so that in fact I look like.Nice on that day.
但我都去到差不多成两点钟先瞓觉。
But as you can imagine, I didn't really fall asleep until like 2 o'clock.
大概五点零六点六点之前嘅时间，我听到一个好大嘅声音叫我起身。
It was around like 5 a.m. That I all of a sudden heard like a
six
a.m.
before six.
Shortly before six now. I heard a loud voice that woke me up.
我第一件事望一望师母。
Immediately, I kind of look around and to look at my better half.
我要睇下系究竟系佢叫我起身啦。
And to make sure, was she waking me up?
亦话系出边有啲声叫我哋一齐起身咧
？Or was that actually some of the noises kind of waking both of us up?
跟住我发觉师母瞓得好冧。
Very soon, I realized actually she was sound asleep.
我两个女瞓到猪咁样。
And my two daughters they were even more sound asleep.
出边亦都冇事发生。
And there wasn't anything happening outside as well.
边个叫啊我咧
？So who was waking me up？
我经常都会有类似一啲咁嘅经历。
Every now and then I had this kind of experience。
好多时候系神叫我起身。
Usually it was God。
佢有啲嘢要同我讲。
And he got something to tell me。
但我好攰。
But I was very tired。
我同神讲有咩第时先讲啦。
And I told God, okay, I'll defer that next time。
我想尝试瞓觉，但一路唔得。
I was trying to fall asleep again, but in vain。
一路心里边有一啲嘅嘢，神好想好想话俾我听。
Feel said to me, in fact, there was something that God trying to speak to me at that moment of time.
慢慢我一路祈祷。
So I start praying about it.
一路祈祷嘅时间，清楚嘅一个意念去医院。
While I was praying, there was a very strong message kind of wandering in my head. Go to the hospital.
我记得之前嗰晚，我临瞓之前朦朦胧胧，我 check 我 email。
And I remember vaguely on the night before I checked my email before I hit the head on the pillow.
约翰团嘅 Sarah send 咗个 email 出嚟，话俾我哋听 Michael 入咗医院 ，Region 嘅爸爸 Michael 入咗医院。
And Sarah from John Fellowship sent me an email, and I vaguely remember that Sarah said, in fact, Region's father Michael was admitted to the hospital.
因为个情况都未系好清楚，咁我谂住第二日。等我处理咗其他嘅嘢，我先至再去打俾 Region 睇下个情况点样。
Since things were a little bit kind of uncertain at that point, so I thought, okay, I'll wait until next day, then I'll call up Region and we'll find out what exactly was going on.
但嗰一朝神叫我起身去医院。
But at that moment, I was very sure that in fact God was waking me up and asked me to go to the hospital.
当我同神争论咗一段时间之后，我大概七点钟我就起身，我就换衫去医院。
I wrestled with God for a little while, but eventually at around 7, I decided to get up and get changed.
我所知道嘅只系 Michael 喺 VGH.
The only thing I know of at that point was Michael was in VGH.
我唔知道佢个房嘅 number.
I don't even know which room he was.
但系去惯医院，我知道我去到医院，其实我可以问嘅。
But as you know, in fact, if you get to the hospital, you can always check with the information.
咁我就大概八点钟到我去到医院。
Arrive hospital around 8.
个 counter 冇人。
The counter was quiet.
但有个电话我可以攞起问。
But you know, in fact, there was a phone that you can call in, so I pick up the phone.
咁我就问，唔知 Michael Lai 喺边个房咧
？And then I ask,
do you know where Michael Lai is?
佢話冇 Michael Lai
喎。And she said, no, there's no such person.
但係之前嗰晚明明 email 話佢喺 UGH 喎。
But I remember very clearly, yes, the email sent that he was in VGH.
我諗到應該係用咗中文嗰個嘅譯出嚟個英文名。
Then I thought maybe he might go by his Chinese name.
咁我揾阿 Regent。
Then I tried to call a Regent.
但係佢冇覆到我。
He didn't reply.
可能之前好攰啊，嗰晚。
Oh, okay, maybe he was a little bit too tired on that night.
咁点咧？我祈祷。
So I start praying.
我祈祷神好奇妙嘅，一路带我去到某一层。
And interesting, I've actually felt some faith. God led me to particular certain floor.
唔单止嗰一层，去到嗰一个房。
Not only to that particular floor, but to that particular room.
Michael 喺里边。
And Michael was there.
跟住我嗰个嘅手机就震啦。
And that at the same time, in fact, my cell phone start vibrating.
Regent 覆我边间房
？And Regent replied my email, telling me which room was that.
好清楚系神带领我喺嗰朝叫我起身，一路嘅圣灵引导我去到 Michael 嗰间房嗰度。
I'm very sure it was actually God who woke me up, led me all the way, even to the room, to the bed of Michael.
喺教会嘅弟兄姊妹认识 Michael， 知道佢一个好自信嘅一个嘅父亲。
For those of you who know Michael, you know that he was a man with confidence.
佢好多年之前佢信主，佢受洗，但系一路嘅离开神。
He accepted Christ many years ago, yet he been staying away from God for quite a while.
但系嗰一日我去到嘅时间，我去到同佢分享，再一次分享耶稣基督嘅福音。
However, on that day, I got a chance to share the gospel and to share Christ with him.
我同佢讲到用以赛亚书第五十三章。
And I shared with him Isaiah 53.
我话俾佢听，他诚然担当我哋嘅忧患，背负我哋嘅痛苦。
And I told him from Isaiah, and I said, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering."
因为佢受嘅刑罚，我哋得平安；因为佢受嘅鞭伤，我哋得医治。
Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
我哋都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。
But he was pierced for our transgression; he was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
当一路同 Michael 去分享嘅时候，我话俾佢听，神一路嘅去揾你。
And as I shared with Michael, I told him actually all along,
你一路走，神一路揾你。
And as you walk along, the further you go, you went away, the more that God was searching for you.
因为佢好爱你。
Because God loves you dearly.
一个嘅大男人。
He was such a man.
佢嘅眼泪流出嚟。
At the corner of his eyes, there were tears shedding out.
跟住我问佢，你愿唔愿意再一次嘅去接受耶稣基督为你嘅救主
？And I asked him, Michael.Would you like to receive Christ to your life again?
我同佢分享罗马书第十章第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And I share with him Romans 10:9. It says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved."
Michael 跟住我一句一句去祈祷。
And Michael followed me phrase by phrase to pray together.
然后祈完祷，佢带住笑容。
And after prayer, he started carrying with a smiley face.
大家继续嘅为 Michael 祈祷，佢嘅身体一路嘅而家嘅情况都系一路转差。
I urge you to continue to pray for Michael as his condition, his health condition is actually going downhill at this point.
星期五我去探佢。
I visited him on Friday.
佢见到我，佢认到我。
When he saw me, he can recognize me.
佢好大力嘅捉住我只手。
He hold me firmly.
我同佢讲，因为上次我探佢嘅时候，我话神将佢嘅笑脸摆喺你嘅面上边。
And I told him last time when I visit you, God put a smiling face on you.
我话我下一次我都要见到呢个嘅笑脸。
And when I see you next time, I want to see the smiling face again.
跟住我问佢，你今日有冇笑脸
？And I ask him, do you have this smiling face today?
佢唔系好讲到，不过佢嘴角戚一戚。
He can't quite talk, but he kind of have a little twit on the corner of his mouth.
我同佢读圣经，我为佢祈祷。
And I read Bible for him, and I pray together with him.
佢唔系好讲到嘢噶啦。
He can't quite speak at that point.
但系到最后嘅时间，佢好大声嘅阿门。
But he managed to say very loudly, saying Amen with me.
神亲自嘅去寻找人， 要去将佢嘅爱去带到俾人。
God intentionally search His people and to bring His love to those people.
今日经文选自《使徒行传》第八章。
And the Bible verse we choose today from Acts 8.
其实整个嘅段落里边系喺二十六到四十节嘅里边讲到一个嘅事迹。
The whole passage is spanned from verse 26 to 40, narrating a whole story.
人物、地方、时间同我头先讲我嘅经历有啲嘅唔同。
The people, the place and the time are quite different from what I just told you the story earlier.
但是有一样同样的信息，就是神主动的去寻找人。
However, there's the same message, i.e. God searched for His own people.
这段经文里面讲到腓利。
This passage talks about Philip.
他不是使徒腓利，而是那个传福音的腓利，也是那七个执事里面其中一个。
This Philip is not the apostle Philip, but rather he is one of the deacons, one of the seven deacons.
事情的发生就是当使提反殉道被石头打死之后。
After the martyr of Stephen, after he was killed by stoning,
在耶路撒冷里面的信徒那些门徒他们都四散。
The apostle would disperse everywhere.
大家看地图看到的时间就是腓利向哪里呢？向上走，去到撒玛利亚的地方。
If you look at the map, you can see actually Philip was one of those who dispersed all the way up to north.
而在那个地方他也都做了很好的侍奉。
And he'd been serving in there.
行了很多的神迹，医了很多人，带了很多人信主。
And there'd been miracles on him, and he'd been healing many people and bring many people to Christ, to God as well.
就在这个地方，
And in this place,
一个的下午的时间
,and in the afternoon,
一个不应该远行的时候
,and it's a time that you're not supposed to be traveling too far away.
神自己向他去显现，告诉他你向南走。
God revealed himself to him, ask him to go south.
不单止的去耶路撒冷，甚至乎继续的行去到耶路撒冷和加沙中间的那个地方。
Not just only traveling down to Jerusalem, but all the way down to Gaza.
你是腓利的时候你会怎么想呢？
And if you were Philip, what would you think?
不是吧，我就是在耶路撒冷那里走出来的。
And what would you think? You like to say in fact,
你叫我行过耶路撒冷跟着继续的向南走。
I've been fleeing away from Jerusalem and now you're asking me to go all the way back to Jerusalem.
但是神有祂心意。
And yet, God got His own help.
因为那里有一个人。
Because there's a man.
有一个人他寻求神。
Because there's a man, this man been searching for God.
但是他不认识耶稣。
But this person do not know God.
神就差这个腓利老远的由撒玛利亚一路的向南走去加撒的地方去找这个人。
And God sent this person, Philip, all the way from north, all the way down south to Gaza.
当他一路的去到耶路撒冷去到和加撒的路的中间那里。
As he was journeying down between the Jerusalem and Gaza.
那里是旷野来的。
It was the desert.
他见到有一个的埃塞俄比亚的太监。
He saw an Ethiopian eunuch.
他在读什么呢？
What was he doing?
他读着圣经。
He was reading the Bible.
他读着以赛亚书。
He was reading Isaiah.
就是刚才我和大家读，也都是同Michael 去读的那段经文。
The same passage that I just read out, the passage that I shared with Michael.
而他继续的读下去，里面就讲到说，他像羊被宰，牵到被宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能述说他的世代，因为他的生命从地上夺去。
As he continued to read, he read, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silenced, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of this descendant? For his life was taken from the earth.
这段的经文是在当时耶稣的时代大概500年之前写的了。
It was the passage written 500 years ago before Christ.
先知在那里写了一段这样的经文，是预言的将来那位的尼赛亚，那位的救世主要来到。
And the prophet was prophesizing that the Messiah would come one day.
但是当这个的太监在读的时候，他不知道这个人究竟是哪一个。
As the eunuch was reading the Bible, he wasn't aware of who this person the Bible was referring to.
要补充一样的，就是这个太监他去耶路撒冷做什么呢？埃塞俄比亚去耶路撒冷，原来是去敬拜。
And I have to add one more thing. What was this eunuch trying to do? He was actually traveling all the way to Jerusalem to worship God.
他很想找到神。
He wanted to search for this God.
他不知道究竟讲的是谁。
But he didn't know who this guy was.
神就老远嘅差腓利一路嘅，就系为咗呢一个人去到呢个嘅旷野嘅地方，去同佢讲，话俾佢听呢度所讲嘅究竟系边一个。
And that's why God brought Philip all the way from north, all the way down there to reveal to this eunuch as to who God was.
腓利话俾佢听呢一个就系耶稣。
And Philip told this eunuch that.The one you are looking for is Jesus.
是，他就是那个被宰杀的羔羊。
True, he's the one who's been slaughtered.
他就是那个默然无声去为我们承担我们的罪债的那一个。
And he's the one who's been silent all the way and carrying our iniquity.
他就是那个当我们同神因为罪的缘故被分隔的时候，他以神无罪的身份来到我们当中去替我们担当我们的罪债的那一个。
And he's the one who've been bearing our burdens and to bridge us between God and sin.
佢就係嗰个默然死喺十字架上面，用佢嘅身体将我哋呢啲嘅罪人同呢位嘅神重新打开嗰条通道，恢复返关系嗰一个。
And he's the one who died on the cross quietly in order to bridge us so that we can get back to God despite the fact we've been sinned.
佢就係话俾呢位嘅太监听。
And he revealed to the eunuch, this is the Lord that you are looking for.
耶稣为你而死。
Jesus died for you.
耶稣爱你。
And Jesus loved you.
500年之前已经预言了。
And it been prophesied 500 years ago already.
原来神是主动寻找的。
God took initiative to find and to search for his own people.
呢位嘅太监喺佢嘅旷野嘅路上边
，in his journey in the wilderness, this unit
Michael 喺佢人生嘅里边喺好多嘅迷失嘅当中。
Likewise, Michael been searching in the wilderness of his own life as well.
但系神主动嘅去寻找
，and yet God take initiative to look for him.
神爱我哋爱到一个地步。为我们死在十字架上面，并且继续地去寻找我们。
God loved us to the extent that he died on the cross, and in addition, he actively searching and looking for us.
透过属他的人，他的话语，去表明他对人的爱，那份牺牲的爱。
Through his own people, by his word, to reveal his love as to how he much loved the mankind.
各位朋友，不知道你的生命今天是不是在迷失的当中？
Friends,Not sure whether or not you are lost in this wilderness as well.
是不是在旷野的路上边
？Whether you are lost in this wilderness.
耶稣寻找紧你。
But Jesus surely is searching for you.
耶稣好想话俾你听，佢好爱你。
And he wants to tell you he loves you.
耶稣好想俾你知道，唔需要喺呢个迷失里边，藉住耶稣嗰个嘅救赎，你可以回复翻到去同神一个嘅美好嘅关系嘅当中。
And he wants to tell you that you don't have to be lost in this wilderness. Rather, through Christ, through his death, you can actually get back and re-anchor yourself back to God.
耶稣寻找你。
Jesus is searching for you today.
今天我们的受浸和转会的弟兄姊妹，他们都被神寻找到。
Brothers and sisters who are coming forward today for the baptism and for the membership transfer, they came across that they were searched by God.
神的爱相遇。
They come across and met with the Christ love.
而他们回应。
And they replied.
在迷失无助的旷野路上面，神的爱与人去相遇。
In the wilderness, you might have lost, you might have lost your own way, yet God intentionally search and look for you.
一个一个的见证告诉我们听，我们的神是一个寻找人的神。
Testimony after testimony, it tells us that actually God is the one who search for people.
在座的每一位的基督徒，我们都经历过。
Everyone sitting here as Christian, you had experienced that already.
而我们都回应这份的爱。
And you also responded to it as well.
当日这个埃提亚伯的太监，当腓利将神的爱、耶稣的爱同他分享的时间，他回应。
When Philip shared God's love to this Ethiopian eunuch, he responded.
他问：看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
He asked, look here is water. Why should I be baptized?
他愿意的去回应。
He was willing to respond.
但是大家要留意当时的受洗在当时的社会环境里面原来其实很普遍的。
But pay attention to this one. At that time, baptism was a very common practice.
一般人看受洗究竟是什么呢？
What did they see as a baptism at that time?
在很多的地方无论是一些的河流或者甚至乎圣殿的里面都有一些的受洗的地方。
In the church, in the temple, or even in the water, or in the river, there were places that people can be baptized.
人去受洗是要去进行这个的洁净之礼。
Baptism at that point was more equivalent to like a cleansing process.
Ceremonial washing.
Or ceremonial washing, sorry.
这个也都是在使徒约翰和当时的法利赛人去争拗的时候也都是讨论这件事。
That was actually the contentious point between the Pharisees and John the Baptist.
洁净之礼是讲的什么呢？
The ceremony of cleansing, what does that mean?
即是你得闲就去下受洗就会干净一点。
Meaning, in fact, whenever you got time, whenever you want to, go and cleanse yourself.
即是你污糟你冲凉这样。
Pretty much equivalent to like when you feel like you are dirty, you need to have a bathe, then you go for a bathing.
再污糟又再冲凉。
And if you get dirty again, go again.
当时人睇洗礼就是有这样的内容。
So that's kind of the concept that they had at that time when they look at like baptism.
这个是没有耶稣救赎元素在里面的一个观感怎样看洗礼。
There wasn't any kind of concept or understanding of like Jesus died and then you have to be baptized.
但是这个太监当时他要求的洗礼是不是这个这样的洁净之礼呢？
But let's go back and look at the intention of this eunuch. What is his intention for baptism in here?
他一定不是。
He wasn't, surely.
因为他听完腓利和他讲关于耶稣基督那份的爱。
Because after he heard about how Jesus, how God loves him,
他了解到耶稣在十字架上面成就的是将他和神是恢复那份的关系。
And he surely understand that because of Christ died on the cross, that restored the relationship between God and human being.
他认识到耶稣原来就是在旧约的先知里面预言的那位的弥赛亚。
And also understanding that the one that being mentioned in the prophet was actually the Messiah that he'd been longing to see.
所以当时他要求的洗礼不是一个的洁净之礼。
So that's why what he was asking was not just a ceremonial cleansing.
他参与的他要求的是一个委身的洗礼。
He was asking for a commitment, a baptism of commitment.
他愿意的是跟基督同死同葬和同复活。
He was longing to die, to bury, and to resurrect with this Christ.
保罗在往后的日子里面他讲到这个的洗礼的内容。
Paul described this kind of baptism.
他说岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死么？所以我们藉着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有生生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作罪的奴仆。
This is how Paul describes. He said, in fact, oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was risen from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in the death like this, he will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection like his. For we know thatOur old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
耶稣在人和神之间因罪所产生的那个鸿沟的里面，他成为那个桥梁，将人和神再一次恢复关系。
Jesus was the bridge between the gap between sin and the Heavenly Father.
回转悔改的意思就是 U-turn.
Return and repent, meaning like a U-turn.
如果他这位的太监不知道的那条路的话，他 U-turn 之后会怎样呢？
If this eunuch didn't know about the way, what would happen when he returned?
他如果受的洗是没有耶稣基督的救恩元素在里面的时候，他回转之后跟着就怎样呢？
And if he repent and not knowing what's the meaning of this baptism with Christ, what would that mean?
他就会跌回到那个鸿沟的里面。
He would end up falling into that.
但是他在这里腓利清楚告诉他耶稣基督的救恩，耶稣基督就是那个救赎主。
And thankfully, that Philip told him as to That's the bridge that he can cross because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当他回转，当他行上去的时候，他就恢复和父神的关系。
And when he returns and takes up the path of Christ, his relationship with God the Father will be restored again.
不再的是跌落去。
No longer falling into that cliff.
他清楚的，在当中他读那段的经文，腓利话俾他听的时候，他就回应，他回应这份的爱。
And he surely knows that if that is Christ, and that's the response that he is giving at this point.
今天一班受浸的弟兄姊妹，我没什么送给你们。
Brothers and sisters, I have nothing to offer to you today, sorry.
我将我自己和我大女送了给你。
Yet, we offer kind of Pastor, Reverend Lord as well as his daughter to you.
一个啫，大那个。
Oh, only the elder daughter.
特别要大那个的。
Emphasis is only the elder daughter.
我的大女叫罗洛森。
His elder daughter is called Lois.
她的中文名是心。
And the Chinese name for Lois is like heart.
我叫什么名字?
And what's his name?
幸好你知道我叫什么名字。我叫罗尔逊。
His name is Anthony.
逊是什么呢?
And the Chinese name is like believe.
逊是相信。
Oh, I give it up already.
当那一天这个的太监问腓利，我可不可以受洗的时候。
On that day, the eunuch was asking Philip, can I be baptized?
腓利怎么答呢?
What was Philip's answer?
一心相信。
He said, in fact, believe with all your heart.
Believe, heart, 一心相信。
Emphasize it again. It's the belief and the heart.
所以今天你问我你可不可以受洗呢?
Today, if you ask, can I be baptized?
一心相信。
Believe with all your heart.
这里讲的 all your heart, 这个的全心，这个的一心，那个的字的意思究竟是什么呢?
So what's the meaning of that all your heart?
心讲的究竟又是代表什么呢?
And what is that heart as well?
这里包括着两样东西。
It includes like two things in here.
一个是那个的程度的上面。
First, it's about the magnitude.
所以讲的你是不是有二心呢?抑或你是一心?
Do you only have like one track heart, or you have other ideas, desires for?
而另一个的讲的就不是只是今天你一间受浸的时候话给神听你真是相信。
The other thing is, it's not just only today that you are making this commitment.
全心的委身给他。
It's a full-hearted, it's a whole-hearted commitment.
同时是讲一个时限性。
And it's also talking about the temporal aspect of it.
你是不是愿意一生的委身的是去成为他的儿女?
Asking, are you going to commit yourself to him for your whole life?
所以这个讲的一心相信包括住的是那个的程度的上面和那个时限的上面。
When we talk about like believe with all your heart, we are talking about the magnitude and we are talking about the temporal aspect.
所以这个不是只是一个的洁净之礼。
So it's not just a ceremonial of cleansing.
所以你不用下个月再来跟我讲下年可不可以再浸多一次。
So that's why you don't have to come back next month and say, in fact, shall I be baptized again next year?
是一个委身。
It's a commitment.
委身在神的爱的里面。
And it's a commitment in God's love.
委身跟这位的上帝恢复翻嗰份嘅关系。
And it's a commitment to reunite with God and restore the relationship with God.
委身嘅一生喺你罪上，你嘅罪上边系去死，但喺义上边去活。
It's a commitment that you died with the sin and yet you resurrected and live forever with this justification.
大家都可能睇过呢个最后晚餐嘅呢个嘅呢个嘅画。
You likely have seen this picture before, which is the Last Supper.
曾经有一个的老牧师和一个的年轻的牧师讲到这一幅的图画。
There was a pastor, an elder pastor, speak to a younger pastor as well about this picture.
他讲到一个的秘史。
He talked about an anecdote.
他讲到当达文西他去画这幅画的时间他用了20年的时候。
When Da Vinci was trying to paint this picture, it took him almost 20 years to finish the picture.
为什么要用这么长的时间因为他要找一些很適切的一些的人去给他做一个的模拟去画那个的样子出来。
Why would he need like 20 years to draw this picture? It's all because in fact, he, Da Vinci, need to look for people as models for him to draw to fit into the picture.
佢開始畫嘅時候最難揾嘅係邊個咧？
The hardest person that he need to find was
邊個啊？
Who was that?
耶穌。
It was Jesus, of course.
好難啊，係咪啊？
It was hard to find someone whom can kind of present the image of Jesus.
要揾到一個好尊貴又好謙卑又好慈祥嘅一個嘅樣。
Got to find someone who is kind of humble enough and yet royal enough, and it's hard to find this kind of people.
唔容易。
It's not easy at all.
最後佢揾到一個嘅年輕人。
Finally, he found a young person.
有曬呢啲嘅好美好嘅一啲嘅特質。
Having all these like virtues and calibers.
呢個就成為咗佢幅畫裏邊第一個嘅個人物畫咗出嚟。
And that become the very first person in this picture.
跟住佢就開始揾十二個使徒。
And then he continued his journey and tried to find like all the 12 apostles.
一路嘅去揾就一路嘅畫。
And as he finds one person fit into the requirements, he start drawing that person.
去到最後有一個揾極都揾唔到。
But it got to the point in fact there was one person missing that he couldn't find.
知唔知邊個咧？
Guess whom?
最樣衰嗰個。
It's the person that hardest to draw.
猶大。
And it was Judas.
要揾一個极其嘅丑恶、邪恶、鬼诈嘅样子。
Try to find a sinful, cunning, whatever the words that I cannot describe anymore, to fit that file is kind of hard to find.
总之就系冇办法用言语去表达咁衰嘅一个。
系咁咯。So it's really hard to find the person that beyond description anyway.
一直嘅都揾唔到，所以呢幅画咧有好长嘅时间都唔能够完成。
He couldn't find that person to fit this file. So it took him such a long, long, long time to try to find the
person. 好多年之后有一个人话，有人话俾佢听，喺监牢里边有一个嘅人应该得啦。
Finally, after a long, long time, someone told Da Vinci, yes, I saw someone in the prison and that might fit the file.
一个极其嘅凶恶嘅一个囚犯。
There's a really cunning bad fellow in that prison.
达文西就去到监牢嗰度去睇一睇呢个嘅囚犯。
And Da Vinci make a trip to visit that prison and look for this person.
一睇佢就话呢个就系。
And he saw this one. Whoa! I find the one.
终于揾到啦。
Finally, yeah.
佢就开始画。
And he start draw painting.
一路嘅呢个人就成为咗嗰个嘅佢参考嗰个嘅模样。
And this person become the model for this kind of the last person, Judah.
佢一路画嘅时候，呢个囚犯冇表达任何嘅表情。
As he paints this person, being kind of keeping very sullen.
佢一路嘅系沉默。
He was quiet all the time.
当最后达文西画完晒呢幅嘅图画啦。
Finally, when Da Vinci finished the painting.
佢好满意，佢就叫嗰个囚犯过嚟，你可以过嚟睇睇。
He was very satisfied and invited this prisoner to come over and to look at the painting.
都唔知系攞景定振兴。
I don't know what's the intention.
睇下几衰，睇下我话睇你几衰。
Meaning, look at this kind of really bad guy. Look at how bad I draw this person.
咁呢个嘅囚犯就过去睇。
And this prisoner kind of came over and looked at the picture.
当佢一睇嘅时间，佢跪咗喺度喊。
When he looked at the painting, he fell on his knees and was crying.
好奇怪嘅，达文西就问佢点解你喊啊
？And Da Vinci, without knowing anything, asked him, "So why are you crying?"
呢个嘅人就同佢讲：大师，你唔认得我啦咩
？And this person said, "In fact, Master, you probably didn't recognize me now."
达文西望一望佢，我真系唔认得你。
Staring at him for a while, and said, "I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you."
佢一路喊，一路嘅求神嘅去饶恕佢嗰个嘅囚犯话。
And this prisoner kept crying and was begging for pardon from God.
佢话：大师，我就系嗰个嘅年轻人。
And he said, "In fact, Master, I was the young person you draw."
19年之前，你拣咗我去画耶稣嘅样嗰一个。
19 years ago, you picked me to portray Jesus in your picture.
呢个嘅老牧师同佢个年轻嘅牧者去讲完呢一个嘅秘史之后。
And this old pastor, after telling this young pastor about this kind of anecdote,
佢只系加咗一句嘅呢个嘅comment.
He made one more comment.
他说背十架行这条路直至到最后。
He said, "In fact, take up your cross, walk your journey to the very end."
不要放弃。
Don't give up.
因为神没有放弃过你。
Because God never give up on you.
不要放弃。
Don't give up.
这个是一个委身。
That is a commitment.
一心嘅相信。
It's a lifelong commitment.
愿意与基督同死同活，唔放弃走十架道路，直至人生嘅终结。
Carry his cross, walk him all the way until the very end of your life.
头先讲到我女。
Earlier, I talked about my daughter.
佢三岁未到四岁嘅时候，佢决志信耶稣。
When he was three, not quite about four yet, he committed her life. She committed her life to Christ.
好记得佢信耶稣嘅嗰一个晚上，佢好开心嘅唱一首歌。
I still remember on that night she sung a song.
唔使担心 ，Lois 我唔会叫你上嚟唱。
Oh, don't worry, Lois. We're not going to ask you to come up and sing. Don't worry. We're going to ask you to sit there and sing.
嗰首歌系我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
That song was I have decided to follow Jesus.
永不回头。
No turning back.
识唔识唱
？Do you know how to sing that song?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.No turning back， 中文是怎样呢？我已经决定要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。一班的受浸的弟兄姊妹
And brothers and sisters ready for the baptism，
他们很想用这首的歌去成为他们的立志，一生跟随耶稣。
Do you want to follow the same lyrics as well?
所以我会邀请他们起身。
So invite you to stand up.
咁咧，佢哋就会，我会同佢哋一起唱嘅。
So Pastor Anthony or Reverend Lord is going to sing together with you with this song.
成为佢哋一个嘅立志。
And that become your dedication and your offering.
中文、英文都得。
No matter English, Chinese, pick whatever you like to sing.
唱了好吗
?Ready?
一、二、三。I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. 他们有没有少少孤单啊好想请咧，在座嘅已经系做咗呢个决定，我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头嘅弟兄姊妹，可唔可以请你哋都起立，去陪我哋呢几位嘅受浸嘅弟兄姊妹
，so、
去唱呢首歌
？Who agree on the lyrics? Who kind of committed your life to Christ as well? Stand up and sing together with our brothers and sisters。
我知道在座当中咧，可能有一啲嘅朋友，你依然嘅未系做呢个嘅决定嘅。但我都想邀请你都在座位上面起身去感受或者去思想会做这个决定有一日耶稣寻找你他很想有一日你能够回到这位的神身边我们同的起立我们一起的同他们一起的唱这首的歌我已经决定要跟随耶稣我们唱一次的英文一次的中文成为我们向神的一个立志好吗大声点
And for those of you who haven't committed your life to Christ or haven't believed in him yetWe understand it might take a little of time for you to make the decision, and that's okay. If you feel like to stand up to join us together as well, just feel the vibrance and the movement within this room that God's presence and His actual waiting and calling for you to turn to Him and to receive Him as well. So join us, stand up, let Christ's Spirit move in you.
I have decided to follow Jesus.I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. 我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们去多谢你。
Father, we thank you.
当我们想到你的爱的时候，我们不能够不去感动。
When we think of your love, we cannot stop kind of responding to you.
当我哋谂到你点样嘅去亲自嘅去寻找我哋，就算我哋几咁悖逆离开你，你依然嘅去揾我哋嘅时候，神啊，我哋实在去感谢你。
And whenever I think of how much that I turn away from you and how delinquent I am, yet you still come back and look for me.
我哋被呢份大爱去感动嘅时候，我哋唔能够唔去回应。
Father, I'm moved by your love that I cannot resist, but just to turn back and to respond to your love.
我哋愿意嘅一心嘅相信。
I offer and I'm willing to believe in you for the rest of my life.
全心恒心嘅去将我嘅生命委身于你。
And offer my life totally onto your hand.
我特别嘅为到今日嘅受浸嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋交托喺你嘅手嘅当中。
And we pray in particular for the brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized today.
当佢哋系去开口去宣告嘅时候，佢哋话要一生跟随你，一心嘅相信。
And as they proclaim and profess that they will believe in you forever with their whole heart.
主啊，祝福佢哋，帮助佢哋。
Father, be with them and bless them.
俾佢哋一生唔放弃。
Help them to hold on unto you for the rest of their life.
因为神你从来冇放弃过佢哋。
Because God, you never give up on us at all.
感谢你嘅恩典，我哋祷告奉耶稣嘅名祈求。
And thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 大家请坐。
So please be seated.